no local boys. The landlord's daughter is at the door saying, oh, we don't live here anymore. We're off the script, we're off the lease, we can't catch any decent sleep. Now let it flood, now let it pour, we don't live here anymore. Thank you.
sex-a-thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sex-a-thing.
Hello, 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 everybody.
Hello.
This is Sophia.
And Megan.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Handsome in orange.
Heck yeah. So today, guys, big news.
It's a special day.
It's a really special day today. Our friend Michaela is turning 21 on Monday. So tonight, we're having a big blowout.
A big blowout where someone is going to get murdered.
It's a murder. There was a murder in the building. No, but we're having a murder mystery party for our girl.
And what is the theme?
The theme is 70s. The theme is Medford in the 70s. There's a cult running rampant.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't know who did it.
Oh.
We're going to find out later.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I know. We're really pumped. But speaking of the 70s, that's our theme for the show today, I'm thinking. We heard Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. This song, You Sexy Thing by Hot Chocolate, is not from the 70s, but it is on our 70s playlist because...
So therefore it is the 70s.
Exactly.
And it all blends together.
Time is an illusion.
It's a construct.
It totally is. It totally is. Yeah, so that's what we're going to play today. I hope you guys enjoy it. We'll come and talk to you in a bit, but we're having fun.
But happy birthday, Michaela!
Happy birthday, Michaela! We love you. I hope you're listening. If you're not...
She's probably not.
She's not. But anyways, guys, hope you enjoy the show.
And if it's your birthday, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to all the Pisces. Pisces season.
Pisces season.
My birthday's March 7th, so everyone should wish me a happy birthday on that day or before. I don't care.
Yeah.
Or after.
Or anytime.
When's your birthday, Megan? May
30th.
Gemini.
Gemini season.
Geminis are cool.
Thanks.
I don't stand for Gemini slander.
Thank you.
I know, because it happens way
it
too
hurts
often.
Me.
It happens way too often. What do we have up next? Because that is important. Ooh, all right. We got some BGs.
Oh.
We'll let that play for y'all. We hope you are having a good day. Hope you're staying warm. And we'll talk to you in a few.
Bye. Hello. So because we are an educational radio station, I'm going to educate you really quick. So this is just a PSA about Henry Ruggs drunk driving. So on November 2nd, Raiders football star Henry Ruggs chose to drive drunk. He smashed his Corvette into Tina Tinter's Toyota, horrifically, burning her to death and ending his own life as he had known it. Whew. Drunk driving is a crime that kills, and in 2021, now 2023, there is always a safe way to get where you need to go. So if you've been drinking alcohol, never even think about driving a motor vehicle. People die that way. This has been a public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Thank you. I just want to give a quick shout out to two of my Lehigh University besties for the resties, Ethan Reister and Rob Fleur. Thank you for listening. Down. Has your head spinning all around?
have some fun. We'll be right back. Baby.
Hello, everybody. We were really dancing along in the studio. Had some really good songs.
If Jackson, you don't eat your meat, how can you get any pudding?
And with that message from Megan, we will know who the real Pink Floyd fans are. But we played the Jackson 5. We had Stevie Wonder. We had Chic. We had the Bee Gees. We had a lot. We had some great songs.
70s themed.
70s themed. What else is the 70s? What is 70s theme?
My mom says that a good debate for our radio station would be pink or orange on a man.
Ooh.
I don't know what that means.
I'd say orange.
I would say pink.
Well, no, you know what? Pink is pretty cool.
I think pink is a
flattering. My dad has a purple shirt that he wears a lot.
And that's like a mix of the both.
Yeah, look
but
at
not
that.
Really, but in
he's
a way.
Very fashionable. You know,
he is.
That's okay. Men should be fashionable, and I believe that to my core. Anyways, right now, you're hearing the Heart of Glass by Blondie. We have some Boston coming up, some Elton John.
Some Vanilla Fudge.
Ooh. You keep me hanging on. We're having an awesome, awesome time in the studio
Bryn
right
says
now.
Pink.
Bryn, a lucky caller from Medford.
From Wren Holland.
She says pink on a man.
So
you say pink, I say orange. But I also say pink. I think men should be able to wear whatever they want.
But men are particularly handsome in orange! And girls are pretty in pink.
And with that, Blondie will take us out. Love you guys.
Shout out Cosette!
Yeah, we got another shout out. Cosette's awesome. I love her.
My fellow Shy City buddy.
Oh,
and
shout
my roommate
out.
Ishika, all the way from Mumbai, bro.
Heck yeah, dude, Mumbai. We want to go. Mumbai 2023 summer, obviously. Shout out to my family. They're also listening. Hi guys.
Shout
Hi
out
mom.
To my mama.
Hi mom.
Hi, the Reynolds.
Yeah, that's my family, everyone. Love you all.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, that's my mom and dad. Ryan
yeah,
Reynolds.
I met them.
You did?
They
I know.
They were nice. They were cool.
I know. I mean, obviously, Blake Lively is my adopted mother, but
you have
Ryan,
her eyes.
I do.
Yeah.
They sparkle. Like Blake.
Like the ocean.
Ocean eyes.
Billie Eilish.
Now we're just talking.
We're just saying words.
All right. Well, we'll cut it here, guys. Enjoy the music. Thank you.
I can do about it.
Now that was pretty crazy.
That was more than a feeling.
Ooh, very nicely done. We received a fan question. We were asked to tell all of you who our favorite celebrity Chris was.
Yes.
So we had some debate. We ruled out Chris Rock, Chris Pratt.
For reasons that will not be said.
Yeah, we have opinions on them and they are
They're not controversial.
They're
just opinions.
Yeah, they're just opinions. That's okay, though. But so, yeah, those are not our favorite Chris's. I said my favorite Chris was Chris Evans.
I'm thinking, okay, I love Chris Evans, but I have to also give some credit to my man, Chris Hemsworth.
Sure. Also, he has Alzheimer's. Well, he will get Alzheimer's.
Okay, potentially.
Okay. I love you, Chris Hemsworth, if you're listening.
Glass half full.
We're
and
positive
I love him.
Here.
He's amazing. He's Thor Ragnarok. Great movie.
I don't watch Marvel. I'm not
well,
a nerd.
Well, I do. I'm a nerd. So.
Who other Chrises are there out there? that's a toughie.
If anyone has any Chrises,
yeah,
out
anyone
there.
Chrises, any Chris. So those are our favorite Chrises. I like Chris Evans because he's really.
My mom's name is Chris.
That's one of my favorite Chrises.
So she's my favorite Chris.
Is her full name Christina?
Kristen.
Kristen. Kristen. Love it. Love it. Huh? Shout out Kristen. Love you, girl.
Call her Mrs. Reimer.
Hi, Mrs. Reimer. I love your daughter.
Oh, gosh.
And
oh,
I am,
gosh.
I'm giving her a sly smile here in studio.
Oh, Ishika says Kris Jenner.
Kris Jenner.
I don't, she's not on my list.
She's definitely on my list.
Okay. I do love her, though, but.
She's my girl.
She
but
can't
I'm
beat.
A, my favorite Kardashian, if we're going there, is Kim, obviously.
I do love Kim.
Kim's my girl. Like, for real. No one, if anyone has something to say about Kim,
give
talk to me.
Give me your favorite Kim quote right now.
Get your butt up and work. No one knows how to work these days. And she was right. I'm kidding.
If you had a business, you would know
business,
how to run a
you
business.
Would know how to, yeah, no, but honestly, so true, Kim.
So
like,
true.
So true.
I lost my diamond earring.
I lost my diamond earring in the ocean.
Just buy another one.
Right? But she, you know what? She's the cutest.
She's like that.
Her kids are so cute.
Oh my God.
Obviously,
North
shout
Chicago.
Out Stormy.
Woo.
Shout out Stormy.
Dude, that's Kylie's.
I know, but I love Stormy.
Yeah,
she's
true.
My favorite
Stormy
kid.
Stormy is cute.
Yeah, Storm is a cutie little girl. Anyways, in the background of our awful, awful conversation is
Don't
Elton
go
John and Kiki D.
Heart.
Don't Go Breaking My Heart, one of our favorite 70s tunes. We did karaoke to this song, actually.
What's that one movie that this is in?
Chicken Little.
Chicken Little.
Shout out Chicken Little. If my brother is listening to this, which he is not in any world.
Same with mine.
But Gus and I used to watch Chicken Little religiously.
Yeah,
on the DVD player.
It's kind of creepy.
The animation is truly, like, really unsettling.
Like alien invasion.
Sure. But anyways, yeah, we have that. After we have...
We have So Happy Together.
Petition for Megan to sing a lot more.
The next
episode, Megan
episode,
will acapella.
I'm singing every song.
Yep, acapella Megan moment. Anyways, guys, we are almost at the end of our hour. We have
Aww.
Had an amazing show.
So good.
So much fun.
So much interaction.
Yeah, so much fan interaction. We have our awesome murder mystery soiree tonight.
Oh my God, this
Wish
song is
luck.
In the end of Ella Enchanted 2.
Oh, it totally is. When they're all dancing and they're like mini.
So there you go.
Ella Enchanted is also awesome. Anyways, guys.
Anyways.
We love you. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. I'm Sophia.
I'm Megan.
And we've had such a good time spending the afternoon with you all. It is snowing outside, so drive safely. Don't slip.
Be cozy.
Be cozy.
Light a candle.
Make a bath.
If it's safe.
If it's safe in your dorm.
Make a bath in your dorm.
Run a bath in your dorm. Just put a towel under the door.
And have a good time.
Yeah, have an awesome night. Wish us luck at our mystery party.
Remember that you are great and cool.
You are loved, you are amazing, and we love you.
We love you. We don't know you, but we love you. And
we know
love you
most
you.
People.
We know, yeah.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Anyways, that's it, guys. We're going to let some more tunes play out, but that's all from us. We've had an awesome time. And this was Handsome and Orange. Good night, everybody.
Bonsoir.
she lied. Well, no one told me about how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Well, no one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color of her hair. Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.